Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Do you believe you can get a miracle during the night while you rest? Did you know that you can actually position yourself to receive a visitation and a breakthrough while you sleep or even take a nap? It's true. I personally have received dozens of financial and physical miracles during the night. I got healed of 2 broken ribs while I slept. I was healed of the flu and major body pain while I was taking a nap. And I was healed of a bladder infection during the night. God even caused a miracle breakthrough to happen for my husband and I while I took a nap. And that heavenly visitation produced $250,000 breakthrough in our lives. Again, all these miracles and more happened while I was sleeping. I wasn't fasting or praying or contending for the breakthrough. In fact, I wasn't doing anything holy. I was fast asleep. These miracles took place because I have learned how to cultivate an atmosphere of breakthroughs while I'm literally sleeping at night. Are you exhausted? Are you overcome by your daily responsibilities? Do you desperately need a breakthrough, but you're too burnt out to fast or pray for it? Well, guess what? The Bible contains numerous stories that show God's people getting miracles while they slept. In this series called Miracles in the Night, you're going to have heavenly encounters that will enable you to command what you see in heaven to be manifested here on earth. This includes getting access to heavenly storehouses that contain financial breakthroughs and physical healings. Once you see these storehouses during the night, you'll have the authority to loose them here on earth. You'll also receive angelic visitations with angels ascending into heaven to get the provisions you need, then coming back down to earth for you to enjoy them. Plus, you'll learn how to get supernatural healing in your body even while you take a nap, just like I did when my ribs were healed overnight while I slept. This is going to be an exciting series, and I can't wait to share it with you. So let's go and join the conference now. I've been walking in this realm for many, many years. I have more miracles happen to me at night while I sleep, or even when I lay down and take a nap, than I do in the daytime. More personal miracles. I've had more activations, more visitations, more physical healing miracles, more mental, emotional breakthroughs, more financial things happen in the night while I slept or took a nap in the day than any time else. And I think this is an important realm for people to walk in because we're exhausted. Hello. Are we exhausted? We've got so much we're doing, so much to contend with, so many issues that we need to address, so many things on our list to get done, and we're trying to make sure we put God first in all those places, and sometimes it doesn't work out as much as we'd like it to. But how many of you would just like to have that visitation, that worship time, that activation, that movement in the spirit while you are resting your physically exhausted body? Amen? I've had tons and tons of miracles happen while I was asleep. I remember once, I think I was taking a nap. I had just worshiped, spent some time worshiping the Lord, and I was taking a nap, and God took me up into heaven and showed me a picture of my husband going to a safe and taking out a huge diamond from the safe. It was on like this velvet pillow, and it was like, dun, 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 look at this, all right. And I came back down, and I said, what is that, Lord? And he said, command what you saw in heaven to manifest here on earth. Because it will, because the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed to us belong to us and our children forever. Okay, so I commanded what I saw to manifest here on this earthly plane. And about 3 weeks later, this was during the recession in 2008, when things were really bad and everybody's businesses closed down, including my husband's. And we were selling off equipment and trucks and things like that just to survive. And all the businesses were closing down, even the big, big million-dollar ones. And I saw that. I commanded it to manifest. And 3 weeks later, here we are, unemployed, no money coming in, nothing. And my husband gets a call from a company and says, I've got a job for you. We want to give it to you guys because you did such a good job. Well, you know, in before everybody closed down. So we've got our eye on you. And he said, okay, great. What kind of job is it? How long will it take? And he says, well, we figure it'll take you about a month with your crew, and we'll give you $250,000 for it. That was that big diamond that I saw while I took a nap. You hear what I said? I took a nap, and during that resting time, I went up. God showed me something. I used my faith to bring it down, and it produced $250,000 in the natural. Did you hear what I said? You can do that too. I know we're all doing a lot of praying and fasting, and I agree with all that stuff. I think that we need to partner with God to make things happen, but a lot of times we can make things happen by just resting and trusting and believing. See, the Bible's full of things that happened to people while they were asleep. I mean, right from the start, right from the get. In Genesis, what happens? God puts Adam to sleep, and he wakes up from the nap, from the deep sleep, and the greatest thing in the planet has happened to him. Woman, hello. Right? So think about that. When he was sleeping, the perfect person was formed just for him. How many of you have been waiting for that perfect person? How many of you have been waiting for that perfect person? How about taking a nap and having that perfect person show up? Now, some of you are married and you're thinking, yeah, I'm still waiting for that perfect person. Well, you know what can happen with there? You can have that perfect person. Your husband, your wife can become that perfect person while they sleep. Because the Bible says that when we sleep, that we can actually have a revelation and an encounter with the Lord and awaken in his likeness. Let's look at that scripture just really quick, because that's really a cool scripture. Watch. Psalms 17, it says, as for me, this is verse 15, as for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Stuff can happen to you if you understand how to position yourself to receive a visitation while you're taking a nap or during the night. You can, quote, awake in his likeness. God can come with his Holy Spirit. He can come with his power. He can release dunamis on you and cause you to be changed. I remember once I was acting up, I guess. You think? And my hubby just finally got tired of it. So one day he said, what is going on? And I was like, what? That should have said right there that I had a problem. What? And he's like, you're acting like ugly. I don't like it. You need to snap out of it. I don't know what it is, but you need to figure it out. And I was like, whatever, maybe it's you. Needs to do it, okay? Right? And so I actually, you know, I rejected what he said. But then as the evening wore on, the Holy Spirit started to convict me. And I was like, what is it, God? What am I doing? He goes, you're acting very selfish. And I was like, wow. I don't want to be called selfish. I don't want to think I'm acting selfish. I don't want to be selfish. I'm like, I need you to help me then. And he goes, okay, lay down, take a nap. So I did. I worshiped the Lord. I laid down, I take a nap. And in the process of this nap, I see a vision. I see the Spirit being pushed out of my heart. And as I looked at it, I said, what is that? And he goes, spirit of selfishness. See, while I took a nap, I was changed. I was changed. And when I awoken in his likeness. See, I had, man, that's sure a lot easier than just trying to make yourself behave, because that never works. It only works for a little while, and then you finally break weak. Okay? I actually had an encounter while I slept, and I awoke in his likeness. Now, I know it really happened, because like 2 weeks went by, and I'm like cooking dinner or something. My husband comes and goes, so, what's going on? I went, what? What do you mean? What happened? And he's like, so what happened? I'm like, I don't know. What are we talking about? And he goes, well, something happened, because you are a different person now for the last 2 weeks. a completely different person. And I wasn't even trying. See, I was different because I had been changed into his likeness when I awoke. Bunch of us need to be, Bunch of us need to be changed into his likeness tonight while we sleep, tomorrow while we take a nap. I want to encourage you that you can walk in this realm all the time. It's not just for me. It's for all of God's people. There was a woman in one of my meetings who had a bulging disc and other issues in her spine that were causing her excruciating pain. It was so bad that the doctors told her she was going to have surgery. During the meeting, I was teaching on this subject about getting miracles while you sleep. Afterwards, I had everyone lie down and take a nap. And that's when she received a miracle. The Lord put her to sleep, during which she saw an angel bringing her a brand new spine. When she woke up, she discovered that all her pain was completely gone and she was totally healed. So, how do you position yourself to do this? Listen to this revealing scripture from Mark 4. The kingdom of God is like a man who scattered seed upon the ground, then continues sleeping and rising day and night while the seed sprouts, grows, and increases, and he knows not how. See, Jesus is telling us this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. A man scatters seed, and while he's sleeping, it sprouts, and it grows, and it increases. What is the seed that that man sowed? Well, the Bible says the word of God is seed. So what you need to do before you go to bed is ask God to give you a word about a specific problem you're dealing with. He may give you a scripture or a single word that's contained in a verse. Once you hear that word, look it up. Find where it is in the Bible. Then I'll bet you dollars to donuts, if you read the whole chapter that word is in, it will speak directly to the problem you're dealing with. That's when you have received a rhema word that becomes your seed. That according to Mark 4, when you sow it, it will sprout, grow, and increase while you sleep. All you have to do is scatter your seed. So how do you do that? Take the chapter God gave you and play it on repeat over yourself all night long while you're sleeping. If you don't have an audio version of the Bible on CD or download it on your phone, then you need to get it. It's the best investment you could ever make. Take the chapter that the Lord gave you, play it on repeat all night while you're sleeping. If you're a light sleeper, put it at a volume that you can handle. This is how you scatter your seed so that you can see a harvest. You see, Isaiah 43 says the word has self-fulfilling power. As that word is playing over you all night, it will be planted in your life. Then it will start to sprout and grow and increase into a huge harvest. Now, I'm going to make a decree over you to get this process started. So just sit there and receive. In the name of Jesus, I decree that you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit clearly tonight and every night as you go to him to get your seed. I decree that when you ask for the answer to a specific problem, the Lord will give it to you. James says, when you ask for wisdom, God gives it generously. So I decree you will receive wisdom from the Lord for every issue you're dealing with. Then once you get your word, you will scatter it like seed by playing your scriptures over yourself at night. Then your breakthrough will sprout, it will grow, and it will increase while you're asleep until your miracle is manifested. I decree that while you sleep, that you will awaken in his image, that God will cut covenant with you that will lead to your promised land, and that all diseases and disorders will be taken out of your body, and you will wake up totally healed. I decree that while you sleep, you will receive wisdom and supernatural strategies to solve any problem or issue you're facing, and that you'll be able to take possession of all the provisions God has stored up for you in the heavenly realms, just like I did when I received that diamond that I saw in heaven, and then it manifested as a $250,000 miracle on earth. I decree all these things for you. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Help bring healing and hope to prison inmates around the world by sending your generous gift today. As our way to thank you, you'll receive Miracles in the Night 2-disc set and Communion for Your Soul 2-disc set.
In this teaching, Miracles in the Night, I show you through Scripture that you can receive a healing or a breakthrough while you sleep at night. Abraham was taken into a deep sleep when God cut a covenant with him. Peter was taken into imprisonment, scheduled to be killed, when an angel showed up while he was sleeping and led him out of his jail cell into freedom.
Go online now to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $58 or more, or call 1-800-789-7895 to place your order today. You'll not only receive Miracles in the Night audio teaching and soak, but also communion for your soul.
Paul was in the middle of a deadly shipwreck when the language of the Scripture proves that he stopped, broke bread, and took communion. Later on, when the ship ran aground, he swam to the nearby island of Malta. There, an extremely poisonous viper bit him, yet he was left totally unaffected. The communion had made him impervious to its deadly venom. I really recommend this set because it's going to usher you into breakthroughs and victories in every area of your life.
Go online now to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $58 or more, or call 1-800-789-7895 to place your order today.
The Bible is full of stuff, encounters, and things that happened to people while they were asleep. Look at what happened to Abraham. God comes to Abraham in Genesis 15. He goes, "Oh, Abraham, I'm your shield, your very great reward. You're going to have descendants more than the stars in the sky." And he's like, "Oh, I don't have any, you know, descendants here. I'm going to have to give all my wealth to my servant Eleazar in my house." And God's like, no. "You're going to have a descendant from your own body. And I'm going to do all the things I've promised you. And here's how I'm going to show you I'm going to do it. I'm going to cut a covenant with you right now to show you that I'm going to take care of everything I've said. I'm going to do everything I promised you. I'm going to bring even your descendants that are going to come from your own body out of slavery in Egypt into the promised land. They're going to take possession of a land flowing with milk and honey, a land with wells they didn't have to dig, houses they didn't have to build, all of that stuff. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to cut a covenant with you right now to prove it. All right, get the stuff, Abraham, that needs to be gotten to sign this covenant." So Abraham goes and he gets, you know, animals, and he cuts them and splits them in two, and birds, and he splits them in two. And see, what he was doing is, that's the way in the old days they cut covenant with people. When they signed an agreement with somebody else, they would line these animals up, split them, and then they'd walk in between them. And basically that was saying, "I promise to do my part to make this covenant come to pass. And if I don't carry out my part, then may I end up like one of these animals, split and torn in half." So here's Abraham. He gets all the animals. He sets it up. He's ready to sign the contract with God. Him and God are going to walk through these animals, and the contract's going to be signed. And so here's Abraham. He's waiting to do that. And then what does God do? He puts Abraham to sleep. He puts him into this deep sleep. See, now, wait a minute. Now, that doesn't make sense. Abraham's supposed to be up. He's supposed to be walking through the animals to sign the covenant, to say that he will fulfill his end of the bargain. But instead, God puts him to sleep. And God comes down and he passes through the animals twice, meaning he was signing for both him and Abraham while Abraham is asleep. See, you're trying to work very hard to get these promises, these covenants, these compacts with God to come to pass. Maybe you just need to be put to sleep. Because God's going to take care of both sides of the covenant. He's going to make sure he does his part to fulfill it and your part. See, God did that. When he passed through the covenant while Abraham was sleeping, he started the process of doing his part. Think of all he had to do to make his part and Abraham's part come to pass. He had to make sure Abraham and Sarah, who were both dead in their bodies, get fertile and have a baby. And then that baby has more babies. And then they have a lot of babies. And then pretty soon those babies end up in prison in slavery in Egypt. And what does God do? Oh, he does his part and Abraham's part, Abraham's descendants' part. He sends down plagues to punish the Egyptians. He parts the Red Sea so the Israelites can escape their slavery. He sends them successfully through the desert. He parts and stops the flow of the Jordan so they can cross over in into the promised land. There he is. He's fulfilling the covenant. All parts of it. And what did Abraham do? What was his part in it? Sleep. 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 Oh, I love sleep. God wants to put you to sleep. God wants you to trust him so much to rest in his grace. So much that you know, oh, well, I don't deserve to have this happen. I got to get up and I got to do this and this. And I got to fast for 28 million days and pray in tongues. I want to 12 hours of a day to make this happen. And yeah, we want to partner with God. There are moments when we need to fast and pray, but there are other times when we just need to let go and take a nap and trust, rest in God's grace that he can do something amazing while you are rejuvenating yourself, even in the natural, from your exhaustion, from your daily toils. Amen. I've had so many miracles happen while I sleep. I got into a car accident years back. I was on tour. And I was in the back seat of this car. We were headed towards an event. And we were driving very fast down a freeway, because you drive fast on a freeway. And this guy cut straight across in front of us. Our driver tried to, you know, swerve and not hit the guy, but it was impossible. We ended up T-boning the car. And I was so injured so bad that I had what's called a hemothorax. My lungs and my chest started filling up with blood and fluid. So I couldn't breathe. I'm doing this. Can't breathe. The lungs are getting fuller and fuller of blood and fluid. I've broken two ribs. They rushed me to the hospital. And I'm in my mind, can't talk, so in my mind I'm praying over myself. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. I am not traumatized. I am healed. I am well. And they get me to the hospital, and God does his first miracle. He stops the bleeding right as they're about to drill a hole in my chest and suck out the fluid. Stops the bleeding. I can instantly, pain goes away. I can breathe. I'm like, took a deep breath because, man, when you haven't breathed for like 45 minutes, you take a really deep breath. So I was like, and the guy's coming. I'm like, hey, are you the doctor? My name is Katie Souza. I just had a miracle. Hey, nurse. Hey, my name is Katie Souza. I just had a miracle. And the doctor got mad. He was like, I just got called down here for a respiratory emergency, and this woman is fine. I'm like, that's because I got a miracle. Yeah. Right? But God didn't heal the ribs right away. I don't know why God does the things he does, but I don't care because it always ends up good. So I went home, and I still had these broken ribs, and I had lacerations and bruises everywhere. Now, I had a schedule. I was scheduled to go to Brazil with Randy Clark. I had to do a big prison meeting, which was, like, awesome, by the way, signs, wonders, and miracles. And I was like, I can't have broken ribs. This is horrible. I need to get well. So I called my people. I said, let's just worship and, you know, see what God does. So I had people on FaceTime from London and people come over the house and we just worshiped, right? Now, this is how holy I felt while I was worshiping. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm doing that, right? And I feel nothing but pain because ribs really hurt bad when they're broken. And afterwards, My husband comes out. He goes, okay, everybody, thank you, goodbye. Have a nice day. Come on, Kate, you're going to bed. Picks me up, carries me, puts me in the bed. I'm like, oh, God, you got to do something. I can't fast and pray. I can't fast and pray right now. I'm too sick, too hurt, too tired. How many of you feel like that sometimes? But I believe that you love me so much that I don't have to always do that every time for you to do something for me. Wow. Yeah. And I went to sleep, and I saw a vision all night. This lady came into my room, and she came to the wall in front of me, and she's painting this wall. I was watching her all night long. And she finally stood back in the morning when it was finished. And it was this picture of this waterfall. And I heard the Lord say, rivers of living water will flow forth from your belly. And I opened my eyes, and the pain was completely gone. This was 14 days after the accident. I knew my ribs had been healed so much. I went to the doctor, and got an x-ray. And when he looked at it, he said, wow, I got two MRIs there that show me that your ribs are broken, but here they are. And there's no indication they've ever been broken because there's usually a scar. They've been totally healed. Now, again, that happened while I slept. Wow. While I slept, doing nothing holy, holding my ribs, going, God, not fasting or praying in tongues or anything else. It just happened while I slept. Did you hear what I said?
Help bring healing and hope to prison inmates around the world by sending your generous gift today. As our way to thank you, you'll receive Miracles in the Night 2-disc set and Communion for Your Soul 2-disc set.
In this teaching, Miracles in the Night, I show you through scripture that you can receive a healing or a breakthrough while you sleep at night. Abraham was taken into a deep sleep when God cut a covenant with him. Peter was taken into imprisonment, scheduled to be killed, when an angel showed up while he was sleeping and led him out of his jail cell into freedom.
Go online now to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $58 or more, or call 1-800-789-7895 to place your order today. You'll not only receive Miracles in the Night audio teaching and soak, but also communion for your soul.
Paul was in the middle of a deadly shipwreck when the language of the scripture proves that he stopped, broke bread, and took communion. Later on, when the ship ran aground, he swam to the nearby island of Malta. There, an extremely poisonous viper bit him, yet he was left totally unaffected. The communion had made him impervious to its deadly venom. I really recommend this set because it's going to usher you into breakthroughs and victories in every area of your life.
Go online now to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $58 or more, or call 1-800-789-7895 to place your order today.
On our next broadcast, I'm going to continue to share with you the stories of people in the Bible who received miracles while they slept. Then I'm going to teach you from their examples the keys to walking in this biblical truth. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook so you'll be notified anytime I go live with fresh revelation. We've received thousands of comments from people who got healed and received miracles through our live internet posts. Also, be sure to visit my website where you can see the newest TV episodes first, as well as view exclusive video content that we're not allowed to show anywhere else. Just log on to katiesouza.com. And while you're there, pray about supporting our prison ministry that is already touching hundreds of thousands of inmates worldwide. Thanks a lot. See you next time.